It is 8:43. It's Monday morning with the Musers. We're out at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney for the Pro Football Hall of Fame golf tournament. And Gordo has the wireless now, and we are looking out the window. And Gordo is there on the putting green with a bunch of Hall of Famers. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, do you have me?
Yes, we have you.
All right, I'm standing next to Emmett Smith as we're watching Ed Reed putt right now. Emmett, what are you seeing here, technique-wise?
Oh, that going in the hole! In the hole! Oh!
You got this very close, Emmett, wasn't it?
That was great!
Did you expect Ed Reed to be that good at golf?
Well, this is just putting. Yeah. Golf is a lot more than this.
That's true. That's true. Your handicap.
Great.
Oh, playing the game. Playing the game. I mean, one thing, let's talk about Ed Reed's putt now. I mean, you talk about, did I expect him to be? He's a DB. Soft hands. He had a lot of picks.
Yeah.
So a lot of pick sixes.
Oh,
look at that.
Did DeMarcus wear whiff?
He left it very short,
yeah,
didn't he?
DeMarcus. Man, all that back.
Just kick it back, hey, just kick it back.
That 20 feet short.
Man, he's getting it.
Ask DeMarcus if it was our interview that distracted him.
You may go ask DeMarcus.
Yeah, ask him what happened.
Hey, DeMarcus. DeMarcus, what happened there? We were just watching that live on the air.
So I didn't bring my ball down here, and so I used one of his. I think he had a rock in it. And so he already knows, you know, Randall, he put a rock in it. It's okay, though. He gave me that. He gave me the wrong ball.
He did.
Apologize if our interview took his mind off golf.
Yeah, sorry if our interview earlier today took your mind off golf.
Yeah.
Look, Emmett didn't do much better there, did he?
No, he didn't.
It ain't that damn bad.
Okay, and then
see if you can get with Randy Moss.
George, describe
look at this. This is the great Lynn Swan we're here with.
Wow.
Lynn, have you already putted?
I've already putted. I set the standard. I had the lead for a long period of time.
Tell me, pushed off on Mark Washington.
A couple of other people.
Oh, no.
I always do well in Dallas.
You do. You do, Lynn. That's unfortunate.
God, don't rub it in.
Okay. Now I got to get out of this picture.
No, stay in it. Stay in it.
Yeah. This is so funny. It's all these Pro Football Hall of Famers, and Gordo's down there with the Musers, the podcast T-shirt.
Yeah. Which one of these guys is not a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
You decide. Radio Hall of Fame. Does that count as something?
Yeah, something. Hey, just not Pro Football.
See if you can get mossed.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Ask him if he'll moss you.
I don't know who any of them leaves.
He's the real tall receiver.
Or Ed Reed in the very multicolored shirt.
Okay, what do you want me to ask Randy Moss? Give me a question quick.
Tell him to moss you.
Ask him if he's the boss of the moss.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, you're the boss of the moss, right?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? We're live right now on Dallas Radio. Do you have any message to the Dallas fans?
Man, I just want to say what's happening to all the Cowboy Nation out there, man. It's your boy Randy Moss. Hey, I'm kind of sad that I wasn't a Cowboy in 98, but hope all is well. I'm sitting here chilling with a couple Cowboys and Mr. Ware and Mr. Smith, and it's good to be around my brothers.
Do you think it's ironic that Jerry Jones did not take you as a Cowboy, seeing as how his personal life was in disarray his whole life?
Man, Jerry Jones seen something in a young kid that he didn't take a chance, and it worked out for the best for both of us, man. So
we're not
going to cry over no spilled milk, but I got a lot of love for Jerry, the organization, man. Like I said, this is good to be back in the state.
Very classy of you to say that. Do you think Jerry will win another Super Bowl before he passes from the earth?
I mean, the message I got for Jerry is let somebody help you make these decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, we're talking football. I think that the game hasn't passed Jerry. The game has not passed Mr. Jones by any means. But I think that when you look at how teams are put together, like, I think it's about time for him to ask for some type of help and get that good help in there and be able to put a good team together. Hey, you got a great core in what I see in Dak and the receiving core. So, like I said, to answer your question with all that rebuttal in the middle, I would say yes, I'd hope so.
Should he put one of his kids in charge, or should he go outside the
family? Hell no. I said go get some help. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Have a good day. Okay. You just got mossed right there.
I just got mossed, man.
Hey, is Ed Reed still around in the multicolored shirt?
Ed Reed.
Because he's my buddy
so
from
great.
The Super Bowl.
What a player.
I'm going to do
what
I
want.
See. Oh, yeah, I think I see him. Oh, wait, the multicolored shirt.
Yeah.
Gray beard.
Looks like a musician.
Start there with S. Like, are you Ed Reed?
Tell him if he remembers partying with me in New Orleans.
Partying with you in New Orleans. I don't see.
Hold on.
I'm still walking through here trying to figure out. No, he's not around. Yeah, I don't see him.
Well, that's a lot of football greatness out there.
I don't know. DeMarcus, thank you, DeMarcus, saying goodbye to me there.
It's been a great morning.
Man, that's one of your best wireless bits ever. You got Lynn Swann, Emmett Smith, DeMarcus Ware, and Randy Moss.
Yeah, what up?
Wow.
Yeah, all these guys really wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
It was great. All right, I'm still walking around. I still see no Ed Reed.
Well, I just need you to party with me.
I'll call him later.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can always call him.
Text him. All right, Gordon Keith signing off from the golf course.
All right, good job, Gordo.
Yeah, thanks.
That was pretty awesome.